Wow.
I brought my father.
Oh, yeah, right.
What he just said is brilliant. That is the truth. So, the way to get around all this is just be consistent.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Joel will never steer you wrong.
Never.
He's amazing. Yeah, this is the singing category, okay? And in the singing category, we listen for the amount of in-tuneness, the quality level of the singing, if it's a unit or not, or if it's just a bunch of voices, individual voices happening. Is there some expansion of the sound? You've probably been in a barbershop long enough to know that whenever you lock chords and balance them right, that it's like more than just whatever it is. It multiplies ourselves, okay? And then, how much artistry is involved in your singing? Or a vocal expression, or might be a better word than artistry. How much vocal expression is there? Okay, that's what we're about. So, wonderful song, always, and the lyre medley. The lyre medley is a little more challenging, I think, in many ways. But it's still a wonderful and fun song, and you show that as you're singing it. Let's see what we can do about making ourselves even better singers. Imagine if you lined up a series of footballs, what they would look like. Now, if you're chewing and you have open resonance and closing it and so forth, the sound is going to be like those footballs. See how what's the chorus going on there? I'll be loving you always with a love that's true always. Just keeping it like that. That's the way the sound would happen. And we want something. I'll be loving you always with a love that's true always. And it's like this music instrument is just producing this wonderful sound that's always there. Now, one way to make it seem like it's an unstoppable, wonderful force is to keep that vocal tract open all the time as you're singing. In other words, keep your music instrument involved throughout the entire song. The music instrument is the throat and the mouth and the sinuses and the whole thing, okay, and the tongue. And so I want to try something with you. Would you please sing a little bit of the song and then we'll start for us. You've already had some good vocal instruction because you do things smoother than a lot of other choruses. They just punch stuff out. But let's take it further. Would you take yourself right now when you're in the shower washing your hair and all that water is running down in your face and you sure don't want it to get in your nose. So you kind of breathe through your mouth, and there's a thing that you do to keep the air from going in and out of the nose because you don't want the water in your nose, right? And there's a little shutoff valve that you're doing there. It must be up here somewhere, it feels like. Okay. So I want you to just kind of breathe in and out. with that feeling that you're in the shower and the water is running down your face. Here we go. Just get it out. We're going to take you through that, and then it's going to sing the first chord, right? Good. See how that feels? Keep it shut off, okay? Here we go, and then sing out. To put space between the molars here. In other words, drop the jaw a little bit back in the back. Put your fingers out up here and you'll feel the space happen when you drop the jaw a little bit. Feel that space? Now, make that space parallel throughout from the back right here. It's not like this. We used to say, put two or three or four fingers in front. No, we don't do that. It's just more parallel space. I don't have my jaw drop like this. Ready? You got to drop just a little more than you need. Take it easy. Here we go. Coil eggs back there on the back molars, and you don't want to crush them, just think about that, and from the very beginning of the song, before you take your first breath, you get the vocal instrument set, and you breathe through that, and you sing through that, and you keep it that way all the time, even through the cutoff, and the next breath, and all the way through to the end of the song, and on the final cutoff, you breathe through that. And then you can relax it if you want to. Now, we're going to add one other aspect of this. You are like a unicorn. You have this, and you're singing all the sound right through that. I'll be loving you always. Off from your heart. Here we go.
I'll be loving you.
There's more vitality in the sound.
Oh, yeah.
And you have this rich, full rest. Everybody is maximizing their own personal resonance. Okay? Fix it. Get the coil legs there. Another of this space here. Okay, that's all part of that. Get the upper lip a little bit off the teeth. Relax. Here's what we don't want. Our old vowel chart went.
Yeah.
Now, if you took the back of your head and stuck it to the wall, you could do it. We don't want the suction cups. All we want is to relax and lay off the teeth and take it to the shower. Right through the unicorn horn. Here we go.
I'll be loving you. I will understand.
still has nice ping in it. And that's your next level of singing.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep the vocal tract open all the time. Do those little tricks there. Now, you are responsible for your own music instrument. You bring the instrument to the vocal ensemble. When you walk in the door, you're marching your instrument right up to the risers or to the chairs or wherever, and it's your responsibility to make sure that your music instrument is all tuned up, ready to go. Take it to the shower. Keep the space here. Sing through the unicorn horn. Lift this a little bit for expression. Keep the upper lip where you can touch your teeth. Ready, pitch? Are you ready to do this? Here we go.
I'll be loving you, loving you always.
Singing L's, you have to be careful not to spend so much time on them that it throws things out of sync. And the other thing is, you don't want to sing them in such a way that it creates a dark quality.
Always.
The tip of the tongue on the teeth is where you sing the L.
Always.
That drops the pitch.
Always.
Tip of the tongue touches the teeth. Okay? Follow. Sing. Love. Focus on the sound. So you can have a bunch of L's in here. I'll be loving you. I'll be loving you always. Okay? Pitch. Here's the song master. Here we go. Set it.
I'll be loving you always.
Yes! Yes! Secondary sounds, put a little Dairy Queen top lift on them.
Always.
Otherwise, you've got to go.
Always. Always.
Little Dairy Queen lift. When the things you plan, show us a
when the things you plan seem to need a helping hand, I will understand always.
There were some individual voices that were sticking out, and on this song there's more chewing of the words than heard in the first song. And when you chew all those words, Some people chew up a little faster, are a little slower than others, and so it's out of sync a lot. And when it's out of sync a lot, none of the chords are lining up and ringing. So, and the idea is to get all those chords nice and clean all the time. Okay, so let's go pick up some of that stuff real quick. We only have a couple of minutes.
Set
your instrument. Your account swallowing that sound. Hey, keep it out here where the unicorn horn is. Some people, why would it start? My mother, yeah.
My mother used to say, fabrication never.
Oh, it's a time. I'm sorry. Thank you.